Item 11 is other matters that may come before the council. Council, have anything to add tonight that was not on the agenda that you want to discuss briefly?
One thing, maybe event cups that I know we have the same ones all the time. And I didn't know if year after year, I realized we sell the same one and everything, but I don't know if we can, because we sell the same one for Camaro Rally, Mustang Rally. And I don't know if we can maybe still just maybe personalize them a little bit for Mustang Rally, Camaro Rally, Music on Main. And I don't care if you buy one at each event, but rather than just dragging your five-year-old cup to the same thing. And that's, I mean, it's just a thought, I guess. So
I'll bring that up to the chamber. They're the ones who actually produce those and market those to the establishments, but I'll definitely bring that up.
I think some people that show up, they have a 2019 cup. I mean, and I get that they're trying to make it, you know, the price drive it down by just having the one cup, but even if it was the Mustang Rally or Camaro or... That's all I got. Thank you.
The event cup is kind of a moneymaker for the chamber, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So if we're going to use the same cup, what I used to do at the bar, it was such a problem. We went straight cans. I got away from draw. But a sticker, you buy a $2 sticker to go on the cup for that night, and that suffices. You get to use the same cup over and over and over, but you still have a profit margin without the expense of the merchandise. It is probably almost equivalent to the markup in the cup. And without a sticker, it doesn't get filled. Anyway.
And I'm not saying for just any event that's going downtown that you should have the new different cup, but just I think for people partaking in the event, even people out of town, you know, they would end up having one. So, yeah, I've already bought two this summer. So,
right, every time
last Wednesday and the Wednesday before that.
Anything else from council?
Yes.
How about the public? Anything to add tonight?
I have.
Come on up, Jerry.
I have a letter, if I could read that.
Yep, you do.
That's why you're coming up. Dear Sturgis City Council, as you may recall, I'm sorry, this is from Mark and Marlene Kren. As you may recall, I was on the agenda in July 2018 and spoke to you about my concerns of fireworks within city limits. I received a lot of positive feedback, especially from Mike Bashan, and I was advised the council would investigate banning fireworks. After that meeting, I kept in close contact with Christina Steele to find out when the next hearing would be to discuss this topic. She advised when the meeting would be for discussion, and I was not able to attend. However, I did listen to the audio from the meeting, and I was very disappointed with the comments I heard from the public, especially the comment from some gentleman saying, "Our dog hides in the shower and shakes, but that's okay. He's a dog. He'll get over it." Since it was decided not to change the ordinance and keep the fireworks legal, I feel I need to make a very important statement. There is no argument that it is indeed very unsafe. I do not know of any other town the size of Sturgis that allows this. I was told years ago by our police chief then that parking my camper on the street was a safety issue, so now I park it in my driveway. Since then, an ordinance was adopted to make it illegal to park a camper in the city right-of-way for more than 24 hours. The point is, if it's unsafe, you adopt an ordinance to make it safe. That is what our council is for. From Google, each year fireworks cause an average 1,300 structural fires, 300 vehicle fires, and nearly 17,000 other fires, resulting in thousands of injuries. Last year, there were 8 deaths and almost 13,000 injuries from fireworks. Children age 15 and under account for 36% of the total injuries. Since the council knows that fireworks are unsafe and allow them within the city limits, they should assume some liability. I want it known that if something happens to my property or bodily injury on my property because of fireworks during the 4th of July or when they are legal to shoot off, I will likely file suit against the council, except for Mike Bashan, which may include the city manager and mayor as well.
Your turn, sir.
My name's Jerry Lawley. I'm just here to be a grumpy old vet tonight.
start off with, Mr. Mayor, you listed the activities that were going on this weekend in town and failed to mention that the Sturgis Titans have a tournament going on this weekend. By the way, they beat Post 22 last week. Last week, first time in 15 or 16 years. But they're playing pretty good ball, and they've got a tournament set up. And I'm sure they would support a little local support anytime they're playing, especially. And then, thanks to Mr. Sissel, I find out that we've got a beautiful eagle in Valley Point, dedicated to the veterans. But I was wondering how long ago you decided to put that there and decided what day to unveil it. If posting it on your website is the only advertisement you made, I would suggest you didn't advertise at all. I think when you get ready to have an event in Sturgis, you need to think how they advertised it in 1950 and then add the technology.
Anything else for tonight?
Bill Sissel with the Sturgis Chronicle. I didn't know I was going to address this, but if you want to shoot off fireworks, go to a war zone. They're not going to bitch about it over there. I don't like them. My first unit in Vietnam, we went out and blew up 160,000 pounds every Sunday. And you want your firecrackers, that's a good place to go. I just wonder, I thought you had directed staff to, maybe it's my interpretation, but to figure out a way to get to name me as a legal newspaper. And I haven't seen anything on that, and I'd really like to start carrying those. I don't know what you need to do. You've already been told that the law allows you to name multiple newspapers, and at the risk of screwing this up even further, if you were asking about where the money was going to come from, and you've got $7,000 that you've earmarked for training and a Christmas party for staff, and I've addressed this in the paper, that you've got some people, staff, I don't know, maybe they're worth it, but that they're making tens of thousands of dollars more than the taxpayers here, and you're going to still charge them a buck for throwing a party. That ain't right. It may be legal, but it ain't right. I would do something.
Any other matters before this council tonight? Come on up, Homer.
Homer Dahl, I just wanted to address the council. We had a little water over the last couple, 3 weeks or whatever. Down on Bear Butte Creek, you know where it was washing and what it was taking out, what it wasn't. I would like you all, if you haven't looked at it, it took out part of the post office fencing. Undermined it. It was headed for our new complex, or campus, I should say. Two or three more days, we would have had it into our buildings. You've been over to look at it, any of you? You've all looked at it. Okay, maybe this has already been discussed. I don't know. But are we going to do anything about it? You know, we're going to get this about every 10 years. And if we would have got it three or four more days, it would have been cutting into our new buildings. That's my opinion, and it kind of looks like that's the way it goes. I've lived here quite a while. I just wondered if we had any thoughts, or are we just going to shrug it off and wait for the next storm? Or is there anything we can do about it? Comments, okay.
I'm sorry, Palmer, but it has been argued. I've argued that from the very beginning. But at this point, we've got a multi-million-dollar facility. I do agree we're going to have to do something to protect it. Water will do what it wants to do when it wants to do it. The only thing I can put together at this point is spending a bunch of money on riprap and getting her poked in there.
Well, I just wonder what the council is going to do about it. What did we put into that, $5 million? Or we're all done, or $3.5 million, $4 million? Okay, well, it's going to be quite a bit. So, you know, if it tears it all up, I guess we've got insurance, huh? Is that the way we look at it, or?
I'd like to have Rick comment on this probably. It would be a good idea because he probably has a better handle on this than anybody does. So he's our public works director. So, Rick, why don't you go ahead and give us your opinion on this?
Sure. I'll give you my opinion for what it's worth, though. We didn't have any damage on the bank behind the public works facility.
Oh, it was cutting right.
The post office did for whatever reason. I can't tell you that, but... the way that we had it, and our banks aren't finished yet. They're still being finished as we speak. But what we did prevented, we didn't have any scouring or any erosion. We did, after that storm event, we brought our civil engineer out there for the project. He looked at it. He signed off on it, said that he was comfortable with the way that we were proceeding, and I guess we have to defer to his expertise.
Okay, just to the west of that, it was cutting the bank for your building, and that's the way it was going to go. Another 3 or 4 days, it would have been into your bank. Whether it's stable enough to hold it, I don't know. But
the bank on the south side of Bear Butte Creek is substantially higher than the bank on the left side, on the north side.
We can play this game. When that water comes down, what it does, you have the nice big funnel or whatever. When the water comes in, it's going to take its own channel. What it does, it pulls all the gravel from the sides into the middle, and it makes your road on each side or a creek on each side, or it takes its own channel. So we need to look at it. The other thing I have is, and you've probably already discussed this, but adequate crossings for our school kids and stuff in the next 3 or 4 months. Across the creek there. Yeah, it's going to be an issue.
9th Street Bridge should be finished and opened up next week. And it's got a 8-foot walking path, bike path on it.
Are you going to do anything to the other ones, or are they?
To which ones? 7th Street, we're working on it, of course, yep.
Any further repairs, honestly, at this point, we are waiting to see what the determination is, whether or not it becomes a presidentially declared disaster. At that point, there's a different level that comes in. And so at this point, we've stabilized what we can, and we have to wait.
We'll be working in Bear Butte Creek off and on the next.
So there are some things we can do, but there is some of it that, honestly, we have to wait until we get word.
And then, one more question.
And then once that's done, then we have to wait for FEMA to arrive on site and to have a tour of all the damaged areas with FEMA before we can start making repairs. So there are some things we can do to prevent further damage if there is another heavy rain, and Public Works is doing that. We've already got the permits to do that, but there are some things that we just can't do yet.
I just wanted everybody to be aware of a few things that are on my mind or whatever.
Any other matters? Well, Mr. Barney, I'm going to turn it back over to you for item 12.
Mr. Mayor, do have a request. City manager would like to have a second executive session discussion of contract and at least one personnel matter. I anticipate no action by the council at the conclusion of that session.
We have a motion to go back into exec. First by Terry, second by Mike. All those in favor, please indicate by saying yes.
Yes.
We're back into exec.